definition, followed by the parking. This project received a score of a negative 1 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. Representative Heritage Properties USA LLC is requesting the issuance of the special use permit to Heritage Properties USA LLC as applicant. The local representatives will be Kevin and Jana Keck, along with Dean and Sonia O'Brien. The proposed buffer along the common property line will be the existing wall between the duplex units. The owner of the adjoining duplex, Noy Arnacle, has sent an email to the planning staff explaining her knowledge of the applicant's intentions to obtain the special use permit for nightly rental and has no objections on the nightly rental of her neighborhood. This is the staff recommendations for the nightly rentals for case 1737. I can read those. There's no changes. Just the 114 Fieldstone address has been inserted. If anybody has any questions or wants to go over one of these, just holler at me. That's what I have for the public hearing.
We did receive an email, Scott, in reference that there was no floor plan sketch submitted or a buffering drawing. Is that required now based on what the Planning Commission has approved as specific requirements?
Well, the floor plan, I didn't know that you guys were requiring a floor plan.
And if we're not, that's fine. I'm asking the question per an email that was submitted to us. If that, in what was approved of the amended.
If you look at the definition of sketch plan, it's a sketch plan on the basis for pre-application conferences. It's an overhead view, plain view, drawing of the proposed development. To scale and show north arrow, which all existing proposed structures, property lines, utility lines, road, streams, irrigation, drainage structures, prominent topographic structures shall be shown. All adjoining land uses shall be shown. Use of a separate vicinity map is permitted. The sketch plan is considered flexible and need not be prepared by engineer or architect. So for 7 years that I've been there, the sketch plan's mainly been the beacon. If it's a new proposed something, it's sometimes a hand-drawn, this is where I'm planning on putting my house. We've never had a floor plan, per se. We physically have entered each one of these villas or homes.
Okay.
To verify the bedrooms, but.
Well, that validates, I think. Are we all comfortable that a floor plan is not required? And then the other is a buffering drawing. Is a buffering drawing?
I don't have a drawing for the wall.
But mean the wall, I don't.
He's proposing, and he put it in his application that that's what he proposed.
Okay,
was the
that
wall.
That would be the buffer wall. Mm-hmm. So that one's being addressed as well.
Right.
Okay. Is the applicant here to speak on behalf? Would you like to come forward? Good evening.
Hello. Is there any specific thing you want me to address, or
not necessarily? Are there, if you don't have anything specific since the last time, we can see if there's any questions.
Okay. No, I just we'd gotten a letter from the people in the adjoining duplex right there from us, and then was waiting. I've contacted the fire marshal, basically waiting for the hearing and the vote to be over to address putting the sprinkler system in and those were, you know, the required stuff like that for occupancy.
Okay.
Otherwise, I've just been waiting to hear responses or answer questions. I wasn't aware of anything else I was supposed to do yet. So.
Okay.
But
fair enough.
I'd be glad to answer anything that you need.
Any specific questions? I think we're good.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone in the audience for the application? Any opposed that would want to speak specifically? So we've got a few. So let's just start on this side of the room and we'll work our way around. If you'd like to step up, please. Yeah.
Good evening again. I've been attending your guys' meetings now for 11 months. And during this time, there's been much discussion, debate, and thrashing out about this common wall in the Villas. And you've had people stand up here and describe the dimensions to you by quoting to you the length, the breadth, and the thickness of these walls. And these facts were supposedly came from various contractors who had been involved in the building of these units, or they gave you an educated swag guess from their general impressions. In one instance, you were quoted measurements because an owner apparently drilled into the wall when they were putting their television and speakers on this common wall, and they knew absolutely and undisputedly what it consisted of because they looked in that hole and they measured it. Well, tonight we're going to solve the mystery because we were able to obtain the blueprints of these villas from one of the original construction supervisors, which we took to copy run, and we made you guys a copy of this. And I'm going to pass this out so you guys can actually look at and see what this common wall consists of. So if you can see in front of you there in black and white that it actually measures 10 inches. So the specs of this common wall is 2x4 studs with a 5/8 drywall on each interior side of the wall with 1 3/4 airspace. This is a common wall, not a barrier wall. A common wall is something that is shared by both parties. This wall is not construction with concrete or materials to stop the sound or noise of this barrier as a barrier wall would. Where a barrier wall would be something that separates or stops the sound from being transmitted from one side to the other. And especially when you have an owner not thinking of the logistics of this through and putting their television, their speakers, and their sound bar on this wall. There is no way this wall keeps the sound or the vibrations from coming through this adjoining unit. Instead, this wall actually intensifies, amplifies, and emphasizes this sound. It is actually doing just the opposite of stopping the noise and being a barrier. So what we would like to ask is that you keep this blueprint somewhere, because these applications keep being presented to you, the board, so you can go back and review and see what this barrier or this common wall really is constructed of. And it is not a barrier wall. And it was not meant to be a barrier wall between commercial property and a private residential property. And for this reason alone, these applications should be denied. Thank you.
Thank you. Back of the middle section.
Well, she covered the buffer pretty well. It's pretty simple on the buffer because this is a 25-foot buffer, and the wisdom and the intent of the Taney County guidelines, which were set up by you guys, they're trying to separate a residential person from a nightly rental person because we live differently. When nightly rental people come here, they come here for a good time. Like we had three couples or six adults next to us over Veterans Day weekend here. Now they like to barbecue, they like to drink, They like to talk loud, tell stories, and they're having fun together. I understand that. You guys can understand that. But they stay up till midnight, 1 in the morning. We can't get any sleep because the wall between us is, you can practically hear the conversation. So there is no 25-foot buffer. It's in your guidelines, 4.7. It's pretty specific. It's to separate the residential person from the commercial or the nightly rental person because we live differently. It's that simple. Also, you guys, in your regulations, it says not to oversaturate an area. I think I told you before, in Nashville, they have a 3% rule. So they don't put more than 3% nightly rentals in a neighborhood because it causes more traffic, more noise, more trash. I picked up two 5-gallon buckets of trash the other day alongside our road, just one small road of beer cans and bottles and little small airplane liquor bottles. It's been over a period of time. So, but it does change a neighborhood when you have more rental properties in there. We have about 20%, I think, now. So we're oversaturated in Branson Creek, and it has changed the complexion of the neighborhood, where a lot of us aren't enjoying it anymore. Most of us came there to retire. I know we have about 8 widows in our area, and they're a little concerned about their safety. They don't know who is next door to them. They have no idea. They can't leave the garage door open anymore. They're afraid to leave their houses anymore. And they don't want to go over and address the noise situation because they don't know who they're going to address. So it's their security, too, that we're concerned about. So I hope you guys... I have some other questions, too. I'm not understanding why you guys are approving these, because most of these people are investors. They're out-of-area investors. Most of them are, in our area, they're out of state. So they use these night rentals as investors. They get their money in their state or their other cities, and they don't spend it here in our area. So they're making money, and they're not reinvested in our area. Meanwhile, we are your citizens. We are your residents. We're the ones you're supposed to protect, and you're not doing that for these people here. So we're really asking for you guys to step up, and we're oversaturated already. We don't need any more rental properties, nightly rental properties. Long-term rentals we'd have a problem with. And all these people in here, they're not mean-spirited. Even when these people come here, it's not their fault. So we're not mean to them. We don't throw things at them. We don't yell at them. I don't address the noise situation because it's not their fault that they're there. It's the fault of our HOA and you guys approving these. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the reason. And so we need your help. We don't need any more nightly rentals. The buffer is a reality. These are your guidelines. 25 feet. That common wall is not a 25-foot buffer between a regular resident and a nightly rental person. I also, and Scott should know this because he's a realtor, if Fannie Mae finds out that I have a nightly rental next door to me and I want to sell my property, Fannie Mae not approve that buyer's loan. So Fannie Mae, which is a secondary mortgage market lender like Freddie Mac, if they find out there's a nightly rental next door to me, they don't want to buy that loan. So that's a detriment to me and everybody else in our neighborhood. That takes us about 45% out of the buyer pool, because 45% is what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac control in the United States of all loans. So I'm not sure anybody's aware of that Fannie Mae will not approve that buyer to purchase my house because it's a nightly rental next door to me. If it's just one day a nightly rental, they won't approve it. And you can look at the Fannie Mae guidelines and find that out. It's already been brought up to NAR, the National Association of Realtors. Now, their philosophy is, well, then I guess an investor will have to buy your property. Well, realtors and brokers are designed to protect people in neighborhoods, not just they're after the dollar. So realtors in our area need to step up, too, and stop all this nonsense. We have businesses in our area that have lodges and hotels. They're 50, 60%. Some are closing down. Some are selling. You see them on some areas in the Strip, the Nick Branson, but they've gone out of business. We have too many nightly rentals. Somewhere it needs to stop. They don't follow the guidelines of nightly rentals. They don't collect sales tax. There's supposed to be special furniture you put in these properties, fireproof. We don't have the sprinklers. And you approved a bunch a long time ago, and nobody's done anything. There's no enforcement officer. So somewhere these need to go back to the attorney, and he needs to start prosecuting these people if they're going to use nightly rentals. You know, and IRS, are they the IRS, the state and local taxes, are they paying those? So I could go on forever, ladies. You shouldn't be.